Hello, everybody.
This is number 6 of Sean Hammered.
Even though it's number 6, I'd like to dedicate this episode to the number 13. We'll get to that in a minute. So, long time no hear from you guys. I know it's been about 2 weeks, but a lot of things have been going on. First and foremost, I'd like to say happy birthday to my wife, Tanya. I shouldn't disclose her age, but she had a birthday this week, so happy birthday, baby. And second of all, I'd like to take a moment. Friend's brother of mine died, and his name is Ryan Stringer, and I'd like to take a moment just for silence in respect for him and his family. And at least I know my heart and thoughts go out to you guys, and I'm very sorry for your loss. Okay, so here we go. I know that was kind of weird. It's kind of different, but, you know, what do you do? Show number 6, I believe this is. I should check the notes, but, you know, I'm kind of, like, backwards with that. And like I said, it's brought to you by the number 13, and you probably ask why yourself 13. Well, lately in the world of Warhammer and Warhammer 40K, I've been kind of enthralled with two different subjects. One being Space Wolves, which happened to be the 13th chapter in the Space Marine Army, Primarch Lehman Russ. And I've been just examining and picking apart and trying to plan my perfect Space Wolf army, and I've been actually enjoying myself. And also, 13 is a sacred number of the Skaven, which is another army for fantasy that I just started a small project. I probably start with a 1250 point list because it seems to be a good start, and it's a nice core list that you can add your specials and stuff to if you want to make it a little bit heavier. So that's why it's brought to you by the number 13. There's also somebody left me an iTunes review. Something Blowfish. I should have wrote that down. So my I'm very sorry if I butchered that, but go ahead and send me an email with your address and stuff, and I'll send you a little gift. I mean, it was a very nice review, and I appreciate that. And if any of you guys want to go ahead and leave me iTunes review, let me know what you think of the show and how I'm doing or what I could be doing or, you know, a whole bunch of ores there, but you get the drift. You can also shoot me an email at SeanHammer, S-E-A-N, Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R, the number 9, at yahoo.com. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. I hand out, just depends on my mood on the day because I have ADD. And no, not Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, but I just hand out random crap that I bought over the years, and I thought to myself it would be a cool idea, and it's kind of like my way of cleaning out my closet and making people feel good. So shoot me an email, and little thought, and maybe you'll win something. Weeks in Warhammer. I know it's been about 2 weeks since I've been doing a podcast. I'm sorry for the delay. I know this is a total random podcast. I do it when I feel like it. Excuse me. But at home, kids are sick. I've been sick. It's just been a heck load of a problem. But for Warhammer, for the last couple of weeks, not much. I'm still addicted to the Star Wars miniature game. I won't lie to you. I did partake in a little sealed box tournament of that. Didn't do well, but I had fun. But the big thing for Warhammer is I got Canis Wolfborn, the new 40K Space Wolf model. Let me tell you, I've put together thousands of Games Workshop models. Some hard, some not, but this is probably the easiest model I've ever put together. I don't know what they did, or they hired somebody who wasn't mentally handicapped or something in their molding process, but this model is nice. So that's about all I've done, except for read the codex, and I did get the new White Dwarf. We'll go over that in a moment. I'll take a moment right now, and we'll talk about a little bit about 40K. We'll call it the 40K moment. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Space Wolves, because they rule. So glad they finally made a codex that had some character. I mean, it's brilliant. I've read more. I feel like an idiot for doing a podcast when I first got the book, but I wanted to go ahead and spew it out there because I was so excited. freaking awesome codex. I love the army. That's the reason why I started playing 40K in the first place, and now I'm back. Space Wolves just rule. I like to say Canis Wolfborn is the man. We'll start there. For one, his model is awesome. His equipment is sweet. And his effects on the battlefield are just downright right devastating. And I think if you are not using him and you're able to, that it could possibly be a mistake because he is beautiful. Thoughts for my Space Wolf armies. I'm going to go heavy wolves, not just Space Wolves. But I'm going to be doing Thunder Wolf Cavalry. And we'll go over in a minute. I started making one, and we'll go over that in a second. I'm going to do lots of wolves. I'm running Canis. I'm also doing a whole bunch of Fenris wolves, using them as troop choices. And I'm going to have my major ground force is going to be Thunderwolf Cavalry. And Cavalry, I don't know how you pronounce it. I got yelled at for this before. but it's going to be tons of wolves. Mounted wolves, Fenris wolves, you name it. Why not? Then my assault force, besides that, is going to be a bunch of drop pods. I'm going a different thought with this. Different aspect. I probably will stay with the Ragnar Black Mane because I like yellow, and I think yellow looks striking on the shoulder pads. Although I do kind of like putting the other Wolf Lord symbols on the other my shoulder pads. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm going to do a bunch of drop pods and just Grey Hunters and Blood Claws. I mean, there's nothing else left to do. I mean, a couple Dreadnoughts, of course. I'm going to shy away from the tanks at first. I never really was a big fan with Space Wolves with tanks. The last edition, they were able to take a Lehman Russ Executioner. That was cool because, you know, the tank was named after their Primarch and such, but they obliterated that out of this codex. That's probably my goal. I'm going to have a buttload of characters. You Rune Priest up to Wazoo because I love Rune Priest. And if I throw another special character in there, you damn well better bet it's going to be Lucas. Because he's sweet too. I got him on hold. I'll be picking him up soon. Now let's go on to modeling for the 40K Army of Space Wolves. The box set, which I went over, I believe it was last week, it gives you numerous amounts of ideas that you can do by making Devastator Squads, Wolf Pack, Wolf Guard, Grey Wolves, Blood Claws, Scouts. But one thing that's lacking, which is the coolest new unit I've seen in the game so far, is the Thunder Wolf Cavalry. I haven't seen any pictures that they've done, minus Canis, and Canis is actually attached to this wolf, so modeling him, unless you're some freak with a green stuff and a modeling knife, it's going to be very difficult to make a good-looking unit just basing it off that model. But I have been keeping my eyes out for toy wolves at the toy stores. I'm not going to lie to you. I always go to the toy aisle when I'm at Walmart or Kmart or Myers. And I'm shooting for, you know, picking up some Star Wars characters because, you know, Star Wars figs, especially clones, because I'm a geek. But I come across Snake Eyes Sigma 6 figure, and he comes with Timber Wolf. It's a pretty big wolf. It's too big for the likes of anything, but I took him home and I messed around with a couple Space Marine pieces that I had. I molded legs out and stuff. I figure if I come across the right size wolf toy, I'm going to make my Thunder Wolves out of those. So as I'm doing those, I'll make sure I put up pictures on my battalion under Sean Hammer, so I'm going to be posting pictures and stuff there as it comes along. I mean, just shoot me an email back. Let me know if anyone's come across a good idea for these Thunder Wolves. I mean, or if they've even seen the fact if Games Workshop is going to make them in the relatively near future, which if I'm sure they will, but I'm afraid of price. Well, let's take a quick moment here and we'll get into the White Dwarf, but we'll go ahead and get a word in from Cool City Games really quick, then we'll go back to the meat of the new White Dwarf this month. See you in a moment.
Cool City Games, Blue Water's most complete source for miniature wargaming and sports cards. Cool City Games offers a safe and friendly environment with free open gaming and up-to-date new releases, restocks, and hassle-free special orders. You can even put stuff in layaway. Cool City Games even offers box and case pricing on cards and collectible miniatures. Located in downtown Fort Huron, that is in Michigan for all you out-of-towners, Jeff and Mike are available and ready to serve all your hobby needs. Stop by at 724 Huron Avenue or visit on the web at www.coolcitygames.com.
As always, thank you again, Jeff, owner of Cool City Games. And let's go ahead and get into the next segment, which we're going to be going over the new White Dwarf this month. If you are blind, you won't be able to see this. If not, you will see that it's got a big, big influence by the new Skaven Warhammer army. This will be White Dwarf number 358, the November issue. And let's get into it. New stuff. As going through the book, I like to bring everything, you know, people's attention. And, you know, in case you don't have this yet or you missed it, I don't know. I just do this because it's wasting some time right now, for one, and I like to read the White Dwarf. So let's go over it. First of all, is, of course, the new Skaven Army book. New Skaven Clan Rats. Storm Vermin, Skaven Screaming Bell, or Plague Furnace. We're also looking at the new Skaven Doomwheel, which is even a better picture than I've seen before. And I don't have the army book yet, but I hope I can have two of these because this looks fantastic, people. Also has a special characters, the Packmaster Squeal Claw, Gnawtooth, Warlord Queek Headtaker, which is awesome looking Skaven model. Whether or not I use him as a special character or not, he shall be there. Same as Deathmaster Snitch or Sneecher, whatever his name is, but he's fantastic looking as well. We're also looking at Skaven Battalion, on sale November 21st. Comes with two Red Ogres, three Handlers, a unit of Plague Monks, Plastic Plague Monks, unit of, let's see, six Giant Rats, counting them up, 40 Clan Rats. That's about it. I don't know prices on any of these yet, but heck, we'll get there. Of course, we got the new Black Library releases of Shaman Slayer, the new Gortrex and Felix novel, Space Wolf the Second Omnibus, which is, like I say, Space Wolf's ho. anyway, let me get this off my mind, too. I meant to put it in my little Sean's rant about Space Wolves and how cool they are. I love listening to music when I put together armies, when I play, or when I paint. And let me go give my hats off to this band called Amon Amarth. Their new CD of Twilight of the Thunder God. If you can't get into that CD while you're putting together Space Wolves, I think there's something wrong with you. Just check it out if you haven't already. Great CD. And the last book to have for release is Cadian Blood. Of course, we had the Forge World releases of things that normal people can't afford. The new Tyranid Codex is coming out. There's a new Warhammer Invasion card game. I don't know. By Fantasy Flights. I mean, Fantasy Flights does do good games. They're up there with Avalon Hill, in my opinion. I haven't picked this game up, but I'm probably going to pick it up and do a review on it pretty soon. And it's got a little article about their little web lore, how you can check out painting guides and such like that through gamesworkshop.com. The next section into the White Dwarf is, of course, Skaven. And it goes through and it talks about, you know, what to expect. Maybe a little history about Skaven. Doesn't give away any spoilers about things, except that Clan Rats will be getting a plus one to leadership for outnumbering, I believe it is. I could have read that wrong, but I think I'm sticking to that. It goes through the Clan Rat plastic frame. And, of course, they're doing those cool little painted pictures where you can see the unit painted up in pieces, how it comes on the frame. And the Clan Rat frame, I believe it lets you go, you can make Skaven slaves or Clan Rats out of the box set. It's pretty unique. It goes about the Storm Vermin. Expensive unit. They are plastic. I'm not sure how many's in the box. hopefully this is a unit that you don't need too many of in a Skaven army because, well, they're expensive. The new Warlock Engineers, sweet. Just go there. I'm sure every Skaven player will have one. Now the Plague Furnace and the Doom Wheel. Not the Doom Wheel, but the Plague Furnace and the Screaming Bell. This is a $57 plastic kit. I hope to God this isn't necessary that an army would pivot around having both of these because this is expensive unit or model. But it looks really good. I'm torn. We'll see how it goes. I'm getting the army book this week, so we'll go over that as soon as I get it, kind of like I did with Space Wolves, and you guys hopefully excite some people with that. Doom Wheel. Oh my lord. It is fantastic. And you know what upsets me is I am a good painter, but the guys at Games Workshop are really great, and when they paint something so cool, and they give it more character than what it already has. So, White Dwarf's not really that great of a magazine, but it's a great little commercial to look at, I suppose. Rest of the Skavens will also have Giselles, Warp Fire Throwers, Rattling Guns, Poison Wing Globadiers, Warp Cannon, Warp Lightning Cannon. They brought back the Vermin Lord, which is cool because I've painted one of him back up like many, many moons ago, and he's fantastic. It shows you a little bit of the new Plastic Plague Monks. They're nice. Like the metal ones because I already have them. Night Runners. Same models, I think, as the old ones. They might be plastic. I'm not 100% sure. It's got a little painting Ratman guide. It needs to be a little bit more in-depth. They give you a quick little touch on that. But other than that, it's not fantastic. Well, that's about it for what the Skaven has in it. For the White Dwarf. The next segment goes into Lord of the Rings and Sauron's Sinister Service. Cool models, don't know anything about it. Want to play it? Skipping that. Sorry, people that like the Lord of the Rings. Teach me, I'll play it or something, and we'll go from there. Next, we have little scenarios about the Fall of the Fang and stuff like the little Space Wolf Battle for the Fang, sorry. No Space Wolf scenarios. Not really all that exciting, but there is a cool little Fenris storm chart to do. Pretty cool. I like the little weather effects at Warhammer, especially 40K is portrayed over the past. Next we have the battle report with the new Skaven models, as well as against the Dwarfs. It's pretty big armies, matter of fact. I think it was just like 2,000 points against 1,3500. I mean, I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, don't get all mad at me. Send me an email and say, oh, you screwed that up. But then again, I have doubts that even some of you have emailed because I haven't received anything yet. Oh, there's my little shameless plug to email me. I'm lonely. Cool models. Cool little scenario and everything. Everything's crazy. Skaven's just crazy. I don't like how they put them against Dwarfs. Not the matchup I'd put if I was trying to sell a Skaven army, because guess what? Lo and behold, the Dwarfs win. Not what I was expecting, but that's that. Of course, we got a little bit more of a more commercials by Buyer Battalions box sets. In the beginning, they had the Buyer Army box sets. Then we have the little Standard Bearer article with Jervis Johnson. You write them. And it goes into a subscription special. I'm probably going to do this so I can have the White Dwarf up to date. And plus, when you subscribe, or you sub in a box is what it's called. I believe it's $90, you get a subscription of White Dwarf for a year. But you also get the White Dwarf model for this year. Usually, it's no big deal for me because I don't play Dwarves. And I got one when White Dwarf 300 came out. And it's just how I was content. But this one here, he's a 40K White Dwarf. He's got a servo arm holding up a Gretchen. He's got, looks like a Harlequin mask on. The Gretchen's holding a Harlequin mask. He's got this thunder hammer standing on a helmet that kind of reminds me of Halo. I'm probably going to get this. I don't know why, but I will. I have to. I don't know why. It goes into painting masterclass over that. And like I said, beautiful. I love looking at the pictures that White Dwarf puts in her magazines for their painting masterclass, because some of the models are just fantastic. I don't know how anyone does what they do. And like I said, I am a good painter, but these guys are next to God. It shows other people's Space Wolves. It's got the new character, Koro Soran Khan, or Kor Soro Khan. They do a masterclass painting of him. Nice looking model. Nice looking model if you're running White Scars. He's handy. Goes over some cloaks and painting white. And it goes into, we just want more commercials. More commercials about stuff that most of us already have. And of course it's got the, these are your shops in your local area. Advance order for the Skaven stuff I already told you about. And then in next month, White Dwarf will have the Fortress of Redemption, which is a fantastic model. Scenery piece. It's not even believably funny. Mine is on its way. Plus, I'll have Swarhammer with the Vermin Lord Masterclass painting thing on the inside. And more on Lord of the Rings between some of the races that I don't know anything about, because I didn't really go that crazy into Lord of the Rings outside the movies or the main books. Well, that's it for the White Dwarf this month. I was happy with it. I knew I went through it pretty quick. There's a lot to look at, and especially if you're considering a Skaven army or such. It's a pretty sweet, it's a good White Dwarf. I mean, White Dwarf in the past used to be really cool. It used to come with card buildings, little templates that you could use, and little turn dials to use for like epic and such. But now it's just turned into a giant commercial catalog of things to come by next month. Could use some more battle reports, could use some more tactics for armies and stuff, because not everyone can come up with that, like, little niche until they see it, you know, someone else do it. And it'd be nice to see the writers from White Dwarf put things like that in, especially when they're taglining or headlining a new army. I think that they should spend a little bit more time, and a minimum, half the magazine should go into that army. It should... I don't know, I'm going to rant on forever about this, especially since the price for the White Dwarfs went up to $9 American for it. Not really happy about that. But hey, I'm still paying for it, so it's got to be some interest in it for me. And that's about it for this week. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to me rant and just talk and babble. I appreciate everyone who's subscribed to the show. I'd like to say thank you. For one, I don't really... beating up on myself here. Don't really think I'm all that interesting. But I'm checking out my stats and stuff on the Podbean site. And I got about 193 subscribers. And, well, that's pretty fantastic. I didn't even really think I'd beat... I thought 75 would be my cap that I could interest a couple people here. I am doing this for free. I'm not asking for any money or anything. This is what I like to do in some of my spare time. I find interest in it, so I'm doing it. So I'd like to say thank you to everyone who's listening, and hopefully I'm giving you a good podcast to listen to, and hopefully I don't annoy you too bad. If I do, just let me know. And hey, if anyone wants a shout out, just send me an email. I'll give a shout out to friends, families, dogs. Heck, matter of fact, I got a shout out to my ferret right now. Lemon, and if there is rumors of a giant rat in the Skaven book, and if there is, I'm gonna mold my giant rat after my ferret, Lemon. So shout out, Lemon. There you go. Anyone wants to have one, just go ahead and send me email. It could be for somebody's birthday, anniversary. You tell somebody, be kind of nice. You can have like little grudges between local players at your hobby stores and stuff, but I'm not gonna go too crazy in them. I might turn them down because everyone. People have feelings, you know. And I'm a wuss. So, anyway, I'd like to say everyone, thank you. And I will see you on episode 7, which will probably be more Skaven, and maybe even possibly a Skaven army book. Until then, keep playing and having fun. I mean, that's what this is about. And I'll see you soon.